I'm just going to talk a little bit while you're still gathering your thoughts about your own mother. I'm just going to share a few things that I think about on motherhood over the years. I've come to some conclusions out of the book of Genesis. And I don't have any notes or anything for this, so it's not intended to be something real formal or anything. One verse that I think about is Genesis 3:20, where Adam called his wife's name Eve. Because she was the what? The mother of all living. Now, I don't know if that seems significant to you. But Eve is signified not as being the first woman, the first wife, the first sinner. She's signified as being a mother. That's how Adam honored her and also labeled her for all to know and remember. The name Eve means life. And when I think of motherhood, I think of the whole idea of life. How can anyone take life, for example, their own baby or whatever, or prevent life or whatever, with the idea that God designed mothers to bear life, produce life? It's what you see in Eve's life is that everything, what she did impacted everyone else, even you here today. Fair to say that? You are a descendant of Eve. Had she not been a mother, or had not been a mother who kept her children alive, or acknowledged where children came from, you would not be here today. Okay, like a lot of women are today. I put down here in some notes, no other calling that a woman can pursue has a greater impact for eternity than being a mother. The idea is a mother brings children into this world, and those children are eternal. And those children, barring death or not getting married or whatever, are going to bear their own children. And it's interesting, I don't have the quote in front of me, but it's one of the most profound things I read by C.S. Lewis. C.S. Lewis wrote The Chronicles of Narnia. But I like him not for his fiction, but for his nonfiction. But the idea is that those that prevent having children are, out of a sense of freedom, are actually lording over all of the people that could be born throughout all of the rest of history. You're deciding that there will be no descendants, all of the children and their descendants. You're making that decision. And I think that's profound. Motherhood not only has a child, but also impacts all of history, of future, if you will, all of the future descendants, who's there and who's to be married and all that. Can you imagine the 55 plus million children aborted in our nation since it was legally allowed, not morally correct, but legally allowed, how that would change the entire environment of the United States of America? I believe it would change the immigration question altogether. If you had 55 million more people and their descendants by now, because they started doing this in 73, all of their descendants, it would change the tax laws, it would change all these things just because other people were here. It would change the entire economy. But I think it would probably also change the spiritual nature of our whole country, because people have turned into extremely narcissistic or selfish, self-focused people because of that choice too. But motherhood is the opposite of selfishness, isn't it? It's the opposite in that you give yourself and your schedule and all of that to that, that becomes your career. That becomes your focus and your what you work toward, what you work on, what you get good at. It's interesting too that I read a statement today that everyone on Mother's Day is pro-life. They like that idea that their mom gave them birth. But the idea that a mother shares all of who she is, everyone loves their mother. Maybe that's an overgeneralization, but it's interesting that they might have had a terrible family life, all of that. A lot of times that ends up being an absent dad or multiple dads or whatever, but everyone goes back to their mom. You know, that's the one thing you can't talk about in a bad way, a condescending way. But anyway, it's interesting that Eve is called the mother of all living, and I think that signifies that from a basis of the high priority of a mother, and that is the role of the woman in marriage. Even as you see in Genesis 1, as we've talked about, you know, you can't be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth unless the woman is willing to be fruitful and multiply, right? That kind of idea. It changes the entire course of history and God's plan if a person is not that way. Anyway, that's what I think of when I think of motherhood. I think of the first mother that we're all descended from. And you can imagine the impact of any woman and her children, how she impacts all of future generations. One of the things you read when you read in like the Israelites and so on is they knew that what they were doing today impacted not only them today, but also their future generations. And that's how they approached life. They weren't just doing things for today or their own lives. They were doing things for ongoing time, and their impact would be felt beyond their own lifetime through their children and grandchildren and so on. So kind of a neat way that the Bible reveals that. So I'd like to open it up now. We got about 20-some minutes, 25 minutes or so. If you would like to share, what I'd like to encourage you to do is just think of maybe one thing at a time that you would share about your mother, and then we'll pass the microphone around. And then if you have another one, we can swing back around. We just don't want one person or five people or whatever to dominate and everyone else not have an opportunity to do that. So, anyone want to go first? Paula will. Okay. Come on. We thank your mom for her investment in your music too, Paula. We're continued to be blessed by your mother, I guess. Who else? Who's next?
Real quick, can you hear me?
Yes.
Real quickly, because of divorce, my mother mostly raised me when I was growing up. But I remember her praying to the Lord, and I miss it.
Yeah. Thank you.
My mother, on the other hand, did one of the most sacrificial things knew she was going to lose my sister and I to VHS, so she gave us to my father so we could stay together, so we could be with Dad. And then since my dad had remarried my mom's sister, who's my stepmom, I got to have two moms in that way. But I can't imagine, and at that time I never really thought about it, but as a mom now, what a sacrifice for my mom.
Mm-hmm.
She may not think she's got the best ability to think through things or that, but she thought that through. I didn't help. And I don't know where I would be if I hadn't grown up with my dad and later my sister and I both got saved. And then we shared it with my mother, and my mother got saved.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a real blessing.
Mm-hmm.
That we have two whole blessings with that we're together in a sense of the family still, but also in the Christian family.
Mm-hmm. Good. I'm putting this out.
my dad was an alcoholic, and he finally left us when I was about 15 when he left.
Thank you, Juanita. Who's next? Something to share about your mom. Barb?
Mother me. She watched over me, and that was one of the most difficult times in my life when I was a teenager. But I thank God for her, and I thank God for the people that he's brought in my life to kind of guide me. One of the most fantastic women that God brought into my life. No. It's the lady right next to me. 5 boys, 6 boys, maybe 7, but 7 children. And what's for her? That there's a whole lot of different world that I didn't want to be in right now. And I thank God for it.
Who else? I'm telling you right now, I know everyone's got a mother, right? So you can't pull the wool over my eyes here. Go ahead, Lynn.
My friend, Dad died back in 84, I was 6 years old. He was down, he always smiled, he was usually at the church. And also my grandmother.
Good, thank you, Helen. Who's next? Who next? Teresa. There you go. Talk a little louder if you would. Thanks. Who else? Lemuel.
thank the Lord for calling me to Anna.
Good. Thank you, Linda. Very good. By the way, we would say you are a good hard worker too. So we agree with that. So. Thank you. Very well done. Jane?
Well, the target page is wrong. But the first thing that popped in my mind was her consistency in serving other people. She taught Sunday school at the Cape for 5 years for as long as I can remember. She taught me anything. And there, she's always open to come home to other people. And caring for her friends. Picking her meals and calling them every day.
Said her mom, how she's taught four and five year olds for as long as she can remember, among other things. So, yeah. Very servant hearted mother. Who else? Stephen, can you turn up the volume just a little bit? I think people are having a hard time hearing. Thank you. Dory? Yeah, you got to talk into it, otherwise.
When my mom died, I wrote a tribute to her, and I was really busy on that because the thing I appreciate about my mom is she was always there for me. And we never lived in Des Moines when we were raising our children. First few years, most of the years of our life didn't live in Des Moines. But in her, even in her late 70s, she would drive all the way to Michigan every day, and she would be there. So, video to me, one at least, was that she was by my side every time I came home with the baby. And the first one, when I wasn't like Susanna, who gets to take care of the Lord, I knew nothing. And she was there to teach me, and she was also there, and she was there for every baby, and she was there just a few hours after the baby died and then he lost. So, she was a great mom, and I was privileged to be there every day that she trusted Christ. And she was 85 almost. Too late. It wasn't too late. And so I was a blessing to help her do that. And she was just a great mom. She was everybody's favorite aunt. Just a great lady.
At 86, she changed oil in her 76 Cooper. She never trusted anybody with a car. She couldn't do it. She said, "I'm tired. I'm sore. Why are you sore, Mom?" "Oh, I don't know. What'd you do yesterday?" "Oh, I changed the oil in the car." She was never kind. She was one of the special ladies in our life.
So you're not offering Dory to change our oil, are you? I don't.
The wrong answer.
Wow.
85 years old.
I'm thankful that we have a home and that we have a mom. If she had died, the surgery would have been really bad.
Thank you. Who else? Like I said, I know your secret. You had a mother.
I guess I'd like to recognize my mom for like the countless years of schooling all of us hooligans. Being able to kick this ball off out in the streets years ago. And I think about, after it's all changed, we'll probably have taught about 180 years of schooling. It's all, so.
Yeah, she's got quite a few years of teaching under her belt already. So. Anyone else? Go ahead, Ed. Go ahead.
Real quickly, I've got to thank you. Different. Now, I had one
for
the
mother of all their books. That's good. What's sad is it's such a small group, everyone knows who hasn't said anything yet, right? It's hard to hide in a tiny crowd. P.S. for Dory here.
Mom, I appreciate this. Again, we talked on the phone. She called me right back. Oh, I forgot to tell you this. So anyway, I want to thank the Lord to you for our Michigan mom. She was not angelic, but she walked with the Lord better than any person I've ever known. I'm not that I'm a judge of how.
We understand.
I got to see that when I was at home. It was just, she was the most encouraging, sweet, kind, humble person. And she taught me a lot. She, one thing I remember is, and I remember a lot of things, but the really special thing to me was, if we ever said anything good about her, or even if in a testimony, which is a crazy word or something she done, well, she would, if I was just her and me, and I said something, she would almost take a hold of me and say, Dory, if you see anything good in me, it is Jesus. It is not me. And I'm glad you see that. But I just want you to understand it's not me. It's Jesus.
Okay. Thanks, Lily.
I had a very loving and caring mother. She loved and cared for all four of her children. She tried to teach us right from wrong. We lost my mother in 64. She was only 47 due to cancer.
Wow.
And I'm right today. I miss her so much.
Yeah.
Because she was my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
The first could ever have.
Good, Georgia. Thank you. Anyone else want to share? We're not trying to shame people into speaking, Jim. there's actually quite a few that haven't spoken today.
I'll share with something I shared with Joseph. I asked him about chickens. And I said, when I was a kid, we used to get 300 of those. And my mom was in charge of chickens. She's the one that got the 300. And that was quite a job for her to take care of. Then she had 550 layers. She sold fryers. She
okay.
Sold eggs. She was a hard worker. And she would be very proud of my son. She kind of hinted at me that she wanted me to do that. Ethan. Years ago, back when I was a good little boy, I'm not that.
Kind of a preacher boy, kind of thing. She wanted you to.
Yeah. Part of it is she said, well, you have a good voice.
And your wife plays the piano. That's pretty much. Perfect combination.
I'd like to thank the Austin for my sisters this time. Because if Mama hadn't had my sisters before, and I had anyone to play with, or anyone to hug, anyone to have, anytime to have someone to talk to.
Yeah, do you ever tease? Or no one to tease, right?
I love those little Lily, Mommy, Daddy, all my sisters.
Good, Lemuel, thank you. Who else? Anyone else? Jenna over here. See, someone speaks and someone else gets brave there.
Mama, Pam, and me, we had fun. We actually went to the store and we actually bought, like, food that we can eat.
Outstanding. That must be something special where you buy food that you can eat. Let's go ahead.
I'm I didn't really talk about what I'm saying. What? My dad and mother always went to the same church all the time. I mean, one day they had something out there, and we were sitting there for the people. They preached the bird, and the bird come out, and that was the second one to come out. And I thought, four.
Thank you, Mar. Jordan, next. There you go.
I'm thankful that my mom is alive today. She went to the hospital a week ago with blood clots in her lungs for the ninth time. So most people don't survive that once. So I guess that was kind of her mother. God's still kind of here for a reason.
Yeah.
She doesn't believe in that, but maybe some issue.
Thank you, Jordan. Anyone else? Last chance. Lynn's over there. He's going to give a financial report. That's what he does.
Oh, no. There's a thing that you can make up. It's a mother's soul that mimic God on call 24/7. Teacher, helper, externally pointed, eternally pointed, referee, and selfless.
Good. All right. Very good. George has got another thing to say.
Even though a kid and Michael lost our mothers, we still have a second mom, and that's Dead Stan Pacino.
Oh, yeah?
Very loving and caring and thoughtful of others.
Isn't that neat how God gave people that lost their moms or their moms were at a distance or something, we're going to stop now, okay? So, but God provides family, doesn't he? He gives family. So, anyway, I'll close. Here you go. Thank you very much. So I'll mention my own mom. I think one thing I remember about my mom, because we were always in church too, but she would, we would be sitting in the, the pew, and if we were restless or something, she would help calm us down. But also, I know it sounds goofy, but she would just let us lay down on her lap and nap. But, if we were younger or whatever, obviously not when I was 18 or something, but just one of the things, that was this, the comforting thing about my mom's lap in church, if you were young and the fact that you were there with her, it was the important thing, and it obviously caught on over time. And so I'm just thankful for my mom's persistent faith as she, raised her kids with my dad. It was good. And then, of course, my wife, she is, one daughter, Hannah, calls her super mom. So I think she's pretty super too, but just thankful for her quiet testimony and how she works so hard at home. And as Josh said, she does all the homeschooling stuff or whatever too. And I also have the world's best mother-in-law. It's not the same one, but most of you have met Jane's mom, and I have the best in-laws there could be, so I'm just thankful for them too. So, and I have lots of daughters now that are mommies, and they are so good at being moms. And I think a big part of that is having, they all attribute it to Jane. They don't give much credit to the dad at all, so, which is good. It's a good way. So they have so many good things to say to Jane all the time about that. So anyway, thank you for sharing. That was neat. I like that. So I get tired of hearing myself talk, and I so enjoy hearing even different backgrounds. Jim, what happened to your mom? Did she pass away? When you were eight,
yes.
Some of you, your moms are still around, or they lived a very long life. Others, just were out of the picture or whatever. But just, I grew up in a home that was everything people stayed married, you know, things like that. But others, people mentioned divorce or things like that. It's just good how God works in our lives in the different circumstances. But I think like Pastor Jim or a dad that's alcoholic and a mom who champs ahead and raises the kids in the right way. You know, just what a testimony, right? Oh, he did. Oh my, wonderful. That is good news. Her dad came back to the Lord before he died. Wow, that's excellent. Huh. Wonder, that's wonderful news. And I didn't know Jim's mom wanted him to be a preacher until today. Now we know. Well, we sure appreciate you anyway, Jim. So, all right, well, let's just stand and close the word of prayer, shall we? Thank you again so much for all that's shared, and I think it's been encouraging to everyone. So, Lord, thank you for our mothers again. And, Lord, thank you for those that mothers that we know that we might not be descended from, but, Lord, have impacted our lives, whether it's stepmoms or just friends that were mother figures or mother-in-laws or whatever. We just so much thank you for your plan of family and motherhood. And Lord, help us to honor our mothers, as the video said, that we would spend time with them, talk with them, praise them, thank them, encourage them, hold them up highly. Lord, in a day when motherhood is almost frowned upon, and Lord, may we care for them even as they grow old. We just are so thankful again for your plan for mothers. And thank you that you gave each one of us a mom who was willing to bring us into this world. We just thank you for life through our mothers. And may we make them proud as we serve you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you very much.